Welcome to Ear Gas. I'm your host, Jamori Kennard. We got some news to get into. As we all know, the NFL season has started. It's been good so far. But today, we got some bad news. Let's go to SportsCenter right now and listen in on this news.
Randy, I just hung up the phone with the Patriots, and they obviously have put everybody through another round of testing. They were scheduled to leave for Kansas City at 1 o'clock this afternoon, but their quarterback, Cam Newton, has tested positive for COVID. So Cam Newton will not be making that trip. He is out of Sunday's game, and now the question is, are there any other members of the organization who have been in close contact with him who also have tested positive? And how that will impact the trip. Again, as I was saying, they were supposed to leave at 1 Eastern today. They are still expected to go right now. But the trip is, again, being delayed until they get more test results and more guidance from the NFL. But again, the headline is of course, that Cam Newton, the Patriots starting quarterback, has tested positive. He is out for Sunday's game. There is no indication as of right now that the virus has spread to other people, but there has been another round of testing this morning, and the Patriots are working with the NFL to make sure that individuals are cleared before they can go. And again, they were supposed to leave at 1 o'clock. I don't think they're going to leave at 1. I think they're going to be awaiting more test results.
Again, Adam Schefter in Field Yates on this report. And unfortunately, Adam, we have some experience here with the timeline of this virus, sort of the incubation period, as we've seen over the last week or so with regard to the Tennessee Titans. That having been said, the Patriots have released a statement today. What have they said about possible point of contact tracing with regard to now the positive test and their quarterback, Cam Newton?
Well, again, that's why they're going through all these testing procedures right now, Randy, and that's why they're trying to figure out if anybody who has been in close proximity to Cam, and obviously people have been, has tested positive. And that's what they're going through. And this is the new NFL in 2020. And these are the situations that you don't want to have to confront but are a part of the new reality. On the day that you are scheduled to leave for Kansas City, on the day the teams are scheduled for the road game, Saturday in the NFL, to prepare for Sundays, there's the positive test of a star player. In this case, Cam Newton. Cam Newton.
Damn. Cam can't catch a break. He had injury after injury, surgery after surgery. And now, the man finally getting back into his groove of playing football. And he get hit with COVID-19. That's terrible, man. I guess it's safe to say the Patriots will be losing against Kansas City on Sunday. I hope Cam can recover. I hope the symptoms stay low if he has any at all. We'll say that. Man, just get better, Cam. It's sad, man. I hate to see my man. There will be no dabbing. There will be no dabbing or celebrating on this Sunday. News just broke. Cam Newton is out. COVID-19 has touched Cam Newton. What else do we have to talk about today? I'll tell you, it's not pretty, but guess what? Oh, man, it's God getting even. You see, when you go against the grain and you go against God, He allows things to happen to you. He allows things to happen to you.
While you were speaking there, we can just see the helicopter Marine One lifting up off the south lawn of the White House. President Trump being transferred tonight to the Walter Reid Military Medical Center. The White House has said this is out of an abundance of caution and at the recommendation of his physician and medical experts. And they say that the president will be working from the presidential offices at Walter Reid for the next few days. Cordelia there saying that it would be interesting to see whether we would see President Trump, whether he'd make any remarks, but he didn't. We didn't see him. And there he is, taking off from the White House to get some treatment and to work, as we understand it, from that medical centre. Cordelia, I don't know if you're still there while that helicopter takes off from the White House. And as you were saying, a symbolic picture there.
Yeah, absolutely. And I'll be interested to see some of those photographers that were out of our shot there, whether they are actually able to get a profile image of the president getting on to Marine One there, because that will be very telling about, you know, how he is feeling, how he is looking, quite frankly. He has always insisted he is a very healthy man. There's been lots of questions about his health over his presidency and trips to Walter Reed Medical Center. Lots of inquiries about what they were for, lots of controversies at the time. But they have been very out in the open with this, making clear that they are going there out of an abundance of caution, as you say. I mean, in many respects, it makes sense, right? This is the leader of the free world. This is the man at a moment of great jeopardy for the country. If he is to get treatment, he will need it very quickly. He is a vulnerable patient when you look at the age range and profile of people that have become victims of coronavirus, and so they will want him to be as close as possible to the best health professionals in the country. And Walter Reed is made for exactly this moment. It has specialist suites. He'll have his physician there. His chief of staff can be present too. They have their own separate room. So he will try, I'm sure, to continue to run the operation as if nothing had happened. He's a determined man who gets very little sleep, it would appear, certainly from our perspective when we're covering him. And so this really is a chance for him to make sure that he can recover as quickly as possible. But there are people on hand if he takes a turn for the worse.
And Cordelia, we're looking to see if we can get a different angle on those shots, to see if we can find pictures of him going into the helicopter. We didn't get them on that angle that we were on with our live pictures there. But while we look for that, just one other question as well that I was interested in is, are there questions about President Trump's movements over the last few days, when the first positive case came up, who else might have been infected? Are there questions for the White House?
Yeah, there are a lot of questions. I mean, one of the key questions is exactly when they were aware that Hope Hicks, in fact, had tested positive. We know after that rally that she became sick and that she started to quarantine. And yet Donald Trump then went on to Bedminster. He met with supporters. He came back to the White House. He took part in another address to supporters as well. There are some questions. Why was he able to continue working when one of his team had been taken out? I have to say, I was at the debate on Tuesday. We were in the hotel where the president was waiting before he made his way to the debate. There are a lot of Secret Service, as you would imagine, but there are also lots of members of his senior team. Rudy Giuliani, for instance, the president's personal lawyer. I saw Mark Meadows, the president's chief of staff as well. Now, both of those men say they have tested negative for coronavirus today. We've heard that also from Ivanka Trump, from Jared Trump as well, the president's son-in-law. There was this scramble today for these kind of immediate tests and to relay the results. But the caveat is this incubation period. Could people get sicker over the next few days, and how many people did they come into contact with?
Okay, and Cordelia, we have managed to get another angle on the president boarding Marine One. There he is, leaving the White House there. He has his mask on. He's giving a thumbs up to the cameras there as he walks in a very relaxed way, waving as well at the cameras as he approaches the helicopter that is standing by there to take him to the Walter Reed Medical Center. These shots just from a few minutes ago. Donald Trump there, leaving the White House to continue his treatment and his work, according to the White House as well, at the presidential offices of the Military Medical Center of Walter Reed. There he is, climbing up the steps there to the helicopter. This angle, the complete reverse of the one that we could see before when they were playing out live. So there was President Trump boarding Marine One to take him to continue his treatment in a medical facility.
Now, you wear a mask now. COVID hit home. COVID hit home for you. So now you're willing to wear a mask. Isn't this ironic? You got COVID, now you're wearing a mask. Before, you were saying the hell with the mask. Mask is not helpful. Mask is this and mask is that. And you're not wearing a mask. You're having rallies with hundreds of thousands of people at your rallies with no mask on. Now COVID hit home. Now all of a sudden you can find the gumption and the courage to wear a mask. Now you done put a lot of people at risk, Donald. Donald, you done put a lot of people at risk. Everybody that was around you is now at risk of this coronavirus, this COVID-19 that you thought just would never, ever come to you. But see, like I said, when you disobey God and you disobey the signs that he's given and shown you, he allows things to happen to you. Nobody is exempt from COVID-19. Now, I don't know if you all thought it was real or not. And I had a lot of people on Facebook, social media, Instagram, defending Donald Trump. We don't want masks. We don't want to wear masks. Okay, cool. The mask will not protect you from getting it, but it is a helpful tool that has been given to you to help prevent. But no, that's not in your, that's too much like doing right to put your mask on. Now you done got your family infected, your wife infected. Who knows who else you done got infected in your circle. But see, you thought you were above the law. You thought you were above God. Now you're scared. Headlines last night, Donald Trump spooked. You're nervous. You're petrified. You're scared. Will this humble you? We don't know. I don't know. But I hope it humbles you. I hope you sing a different tune. I hope you sing a different tune from here on out, Donald. Yep, I'm going to tweet you again tonight. I'm going to ask how you doing, because you know what? Even though I know you are not right, you're still a human. And I want to know if you're doing all right. You see, that's compassion. But God has allowed you to feel his wrath. Now, God, we're not asking you to kill Donald Trump. You've already scared him and spooked him. But now we're asking you to humble him. Humble him, God. Humble him. That's all we want. Him to be humbled and hopefully move a different way. You know, this guy's arrogance has gotten the best of him. He knew he should have been wearing a mask, but to defy what everybody else was telling him, and what he knew was the right thing to do, he chose not to do it. He chose not to wear the mask and now look at you. Airlifted to the hospital. Let me ask you this, Donald. What are you going to the hospital for? You're not sick. You're not sick. You told us not to go to the hospital unless we're sick. Unless the symptoms are flaring up. Your symptoms are not flaring up yet, and still you're going to the hospital. I tell you why you're going to the hospital, buddy. You're going to the hospital because you're afraid. You see, you're not in control anymore. See, powerful people like to stay in control. When things happen to them and around them that they can't control, they lose it. In this case, you're petrified. What you've done is put your own foot in your mouth. And if I could see you, I would ask you how it tastes. Oh, who said God didn't have a sense of humor? Who said God wasn't funny? Because this is not funny, but it's funny because you disregarded everything that was set in place to protect you. You see, you can be so arrogant that you self-destruct. Like I said, now we don't want anything to happen to you. We don't want you to die, Donnie, but this has to happen, man. This has to happen. It has to. I'm glad it happened. I'm glad it happened. Maybe this will teach you a lesson. Maybe this will humble you just a little bit. Now, let's see if Donald J. Trump, President Donald Trump, humbles himself. What do you think? Maybe a little bit? Are we giving him that much credit? Can we give him a little credit? Let's say maybe it'll humble him a little bit. But I tell you what, I can't wait to hear him speak now. And I'm going to tell you something else. I'm thinking about it. He going to the hospital and quarantining and this and that. Maybe, you know, he has coronavirus, he has COVID, but maybe this is a scheme for him to get these debates delayed. And maybe if he can get the debates delayed, he can get the election delayed. Wait, man, this Donald Trump we talking about now. We can't rule anything out. We can't rule anything out with this guy. You know, you said don't go to the hospital unless you're showing symptoms or the symptoms are affecting you. Well, they haven't affected you, but you're still going to the hospital. What's the problem? Why is this? Is there something else? Do you have another agenda? Do you have another agenda, Donald? We want to know, Trump. We want to know. We the people demand to know. We the people want to know, Donnie. We want to know what's going on. I wish I could be inside of Donald Trump's mind right now just to, you know, get a glimpse of what he's going through. What is he feeling? What is he thinking? You got to eat crow, too, when you come back in the public. You got to eat crow. You said it was a disease that would just go away. Well, it seems it went away from somebody and went to you. It jumped all over you. It jumped all over you and got inside you. Sound like the Holy Ghost, don't it, y'all? Oh, man. God has allowed you to see you are not invincible. You are not invincible. You are not in control. Let this be a lesson to you, Donald Trump. Let this be a lesson. We want to send our prayers to President Donald Trump, even though he has not been for us on our side. We're going to send prayers your way, Donald, because here on IRGAS, we are not racist, we are not prejudiced, and we don't wish for things to happen to people that they might not recover from or, you know, that will hurt or harm them. Not on this show. Not on IRGAS. We don't do that. We do not do that. We do not take part in hate. We do hate the evil that's inside of you, but we don't hate you. We hate the evil things that you do. We hate the evil acts that you put on. But we don't hate you. You're a human. You're a child of God. And we want you to just humble yourself. We want you to be better, man. Hopefully this can help you be better. But you are a stubborn ass. You are a stubborn ass. And stubborn asses sometimes tend to have to be on the brink of death to have a change of heart. So that's why I'm waiting to hear what you have to say on your first public speaking engagement. Will you now start to come around? Will you now start to talk about some of the things that we have been begging you to talk about? Will God touch you in a way that you have a change of heart? I just don't know. You know, I know your arrogance and your ego is very strong and very high. So we don't know. See, for a normal person or a God-fearing person, this would humble them. Will it humble you? We don't know. Man, I feel so happy right now. I want to do a dance myself. I feel like getting up and acting like I'm in church on Sunday morning right now because God has answered somebody's prayers. Somebody wanted you to have coronavirus. Somebody wanted something to happen to you. It wasn't me, but somebody did. You know, you got to be careful, Donald. You got to be careful, Mr. Trump. This comes right after you told the Proud Boys to stand by. Stand by. We all know what that means. Stand by, Proud Boys. But the Proud Boys are not with you while you're in that hospital fighting COVID. The Proud Boys are not with you if God should see fit to let the symptoms flare up in your body. Are they? That's food for thought right there, Donald. We want to know. We want answers, man. We want answers, Donnie. Now you got your wife. Your wife sick. Taking her with you for photo ops. We all know the woman don't love you, Donald. She with you because of who you are. But you got this woman sick. You got this woman sick. You know why she got sick? Because she was following you in your evil ways. So God allowed her to get sick as well. You cannot be evil and do evil things and think evil will not come knocking at your door sooner or later. Now, it's a shame about Brother Cam Newton. Cam Newton been playing some good football, man. He been playing some good football. This is a big blow to the sports community, especially in Boston and New England, New England Patriots team. Man, I don't know how he got it, where he got it from, but, man, we wish you a recovery, Brother Cam. We need to see some dabbing on Sunday. See, for a few minutes out of the day, sports takes your mind off of everything that's going on. So, in a sense, they are heroes to some people. Not me. I can live without it, but I do enjoy watching it. But you're heroes to some people who are going through something so bad, and you can ease the pain and take their mind off of what's going on for a few minutes out of the day. We wish you a speedy recovery, should I say. Excuse my language in English. Again, tongue twister here. We wish you a speedy, quick recovery. And we pray that nothing else happens to you. We pray that none of the symptoms affect your body. Donnie, on the other hand, we need you to be more humble, my friend. My brother, we need you to be a little bit more humble. God bless you all. And God bless everybody who has been affected by COVID-19, not through the pandemic, but affected with COVID-19 in their bodies. You know, I'm not wishing that on anybody, not even you, Donald Trump. I laugh and joke, but we don't wish anything of that magnitude to happen to you. Just be a little bit more humble. Use this as a learning lesson. Hopefully you can learn from this lesson. And hopefully it's lesson learned. You know, the NFL does not have a bubble like the NBA. So we're going to probably see more and more cases of COVID-19 affecting the NFL. They are not in a bubble like the NBA. The NBA and the UFC have done tremendous jobs in keeping people safe while still entertaining and playing their sport. Dana White was the first. The NBA followed his blueprint, should we say. Thank you, Mr. Dana White, for showing sports world how to still entertain us while going through a pandemic. You know, it's going to be a lot more people affected by this disease, and hopefully we can nip it in the bud. We can nip it in the bud fairly quick so we can continue to watch our sports and be entertained while we go through this hard time in life. I tell you, man, 2020, boy, it's been a lot of things happening in 2020 that's mind-blowing. You know, they always say living in the last days. And, man, we're getting signs all over the place. We're getting signs each and every day. You know, take heed. Don't be out here running around acting like you Superman and nothing can hurt you or harm you. Don't let your ego get the best of you. And don't follow these fools who telling you not to cover yourself, not to protect yourself, not to protect your family and your loved ones and your friends. You know, we all been going through the same fight. We have to quarantine, stay away from people. They opening nightclubs, they opening restaurants, they opening hotels, they opening all kind of different venues. What do you think is going to happen? We're going to continue to see a rise in COVID. We're going to continue to see a rise in the coronavirus. It's going to spread again. People are not dying as often and as quick as they were, but it's still contagious. It still exists. Just because people open up the nightclubs, the bars, the restaurants, and the theaters and all of that doesn't mean that this thing is gone. It just means that they are amongst the people who are refusing to close down for the benefit of getting revenue. They want the money. They want the money. They want your money at any cost. They don't want to lose businesses, and I understand that, but doggone it, you can't get a life back. You can get a company back. You can build a new company. You can start a new company. You cannot, as far as we know, get a new body. You just can't do it. If it's true and that you can get a new body, please, please inform me, because I want to live even longer than I'm allowed to live. And I don't know when I'm going to die, but I want to live. I want to continue to live as long as I can, for as many days as I can. This is crazy, man. We're going to go back to some more footage on Brother Donald Trump. Let's tune back in. And check on Brother Donald Trump. Let's hear, see if we can find some updates. Let's see if we can get an update on Mr. Trump, President Trump. when we come back from these break, we're definitely going to check on Mr. Trump. Welcome back. And just like that, we getting ready to check in on Brother Trump. Brother Trump has promised. We got Donald Trump Jr. giving the update. Donald Trump Jr. giving the update. Let's hear from Jr.
Donald Trump Jr. is here with an update on his father's condition. Don, thanks for joining us. First, we're really sorry about this news. Have you spoken to your father since he was diagnosed, and how is he?
You know, I spoke to him this morning. You know, obviously he's taking it seriously, but really he's, you know, business as usual with my father. You know, I've known him for a long time. I'm 42 years old. I don't know that I've ever seen him sick. I don't know that I've ever seen him actually have the flu or anything like that. So, you know, he's obviously taking it seriously, but he's a fighter. I know he's still working. I know he was speaking with various senators about the stimulus package today. He's going to take it seriously, but if anyone could beat this, it's going to be him.
So do we have any sense of how long he'll be staying there, or is that unknowable?
You know, it's unknowable. I know they're bringing him to Walter Reed, not for anything in particular other than just to have an abundance of caution for the leader of the three worlds. So they're going to have him there so they can be under more close observation than they could do under the White House. But he wasn't brought over there, unlike some of the conspiracies I'm seeing out there, for anything more than just that abundance of caution.
Right. I mean, it makes sense. I mean, he's the, and by the way, I have no independent detail, but he's the president of the United States, of course. They're going to want to get him the best medical treatment they possibly can, just prophylactically. So what effect does this have on the work that he's doing running the country and on his reelection campaign?
Listen, obviously, I love him on the road for the campaign. That's something that he does so well. He loves that. He feeds off of that. The enthusiasm is very palpable. As it relates to running the free world, I don't think it changes anything. I mean, he's a worker. He's always been a worker, Tucker. For the last few months, when I speak to my father, it's usually after midnight, and he's still in the Oval Office. He's working, whether it's boosting the economy, getting that going again, whether it's dealing with COVID during the crisis. My father's always been a worker. He doesn't sleep much, and he works hard, and he's going to keep fighting. That's, you know, that's what he's going to do right here, right now, for the American people. So nothing's going to take a back seat. Obviously, he can't do the public appearances that he'd otherwise be doing right now. He's going to take that very seriously, but he's going to be out there. He's going to be working hard. As I mentioned, he's speaking with senators. He just wants to be in the action. That's the way he is. I know Ivanka and Jared tested negative earlier. I tested negative earlier as well, since we were in proximity with him on, you know, on Tuesday. So the rest of the family seems to be holding up great, which is, you know, also good news. And, you know, we look forward to sort of letting that incubation period go through and also getting back to work.
So this has been floating around on a pretty wide scale since March, and your dad has been pretty much out there since March. He hasn't been hiding anywhere. He's been talking to people, a lot of people, and doing a lot of big rallies. Here he gets it a month before the election.
That's the ego.
It's a little weird. How did he get it, do you think?
You know what? I don't know. The reality is, you know, the protocols around my father are pretty amazing. Like, you know, Kimberly got it earlier this summer. And the only reason we knew she actually had it was because we were getting in proximity to him. So literally anyone who's in that close proximity is tested each and every day. Right. You know, so, you know, if he can get it, probably anyone can, you know, for better or worse.
That's
I know they took really extensive protocols and it didn't seem to matter. So I'm not sure where that would have come from or who. But, you know, the reality is this is something that, you know, can spread.
Yeah. How's Hope doing? Hope Hicks, his advisor.
She's doing well also. I just texted her earlier to, you know, to check in on how she's doing. And, you know, sort of like all of those in the sort of, you know, inner circle of the Trump family, you know, just really wants to get back at it. Obviously taking it very seriously, wants to be in the game, and they're still going to be working from, you know, wherever they're quarantining. And, you know, again, for an abundance of caution and just looking to get back on the road and get back out there fighting for the American people.
So you haven't said a partisan word. And you're a pretty political guy and not afraid to hold back. You haven't said anything like that in the 3 minutes we've been talking now. And I don't want to bait you into saying things you don't want to say, but some of the reactions have been, you know, outside the bounds of, I would say, even political attacks. Are you able to filter those out?
I'm pretty good at that. I fight pretty hard. I got that gene from the Trump family. But, I think there's a time and a place for all of that. You take it personal. I mean, some of the stuff is pretty disgusting. But I've also had people who, I know are not on our side, even people in the media who have reached out, and it seemed at least genuinely sympathetic, and understanding. So, that leads me to believe, and, makes me feel, reasonably good about where things are. Some of the stuff is, way below the belt. It's not worth acknowledging that. That's okay. Whatever it is, people can decide what that is. Obviously, as a son, as a family member, as an American, it's upsetting. But it is what it is in this world, I guess, these days.
Yeah, it is what it is. So I assume this, and again, I have to ask you a political question, I assume this changes the debate schedule, right? Or do we know?
I don't actually know. Obviously, so much of it depends on, when he can get back at it. I imagine that's, 10, 14 days, whatever it may be. I'll defer to the White House doctors on, on the details of that. For me, I did cancel my stuff that I had planned for the weekend. We were doing a big bus tour with Jorge Masvidal around Florida, the UFC fighter, talking to Hispanics around the state, and had a bunch of other events for Sunday and Monday and Tuesday. Basically, I'm going to take a week off, till Tuesday, get tested again then. That's basically the incubation period, as told to me by the White House doctors. If I'm clear again on Tuesday night, I'm going to get back to work and fight.
Yeah. It's the timing of all this is very vibrant. I'm sure, nothing to it, but it's pretty weird. Don Jr., great to see you.
I'm not going to get conspiratorial on that one, but yeah, it's definitely,
I'm not a conspiracy guy in the slightest. Just noting, it's a little strange.
Now, something was just said. Something was just said that I was unaware of. Jorge Masvidal doing a tour with the Trumps. After Trump's favorite fighter from the UFC talked so much trash about Jorge Masvidal. He talked so much trash about Jorge Masvidal, and Jorge Masvidal is doing a tour for the Hispanics. Jorge, what are you doing? I like you, man. Don't make me call you out. Jorge Masvidal, they don't like you. Kobe Covington already made that clear. He speak on behalf of Trump. He speaks on behalf of Trump. Trump supports whatever this guy thinks and says, and he's riding with Kobe Covington, not you. Don't trick your people into voting for somebody that they don't want to vote for, man, because they like you. See, that's how these politicians work. They get people that they know you like, and they pay them off. I don't know if Jorge was paid off, but they're using you the same way they use some black people in the black community, man. Don't be tricked, people. Spanish, Mexican, Latin, Latino, whatever you may be, if you speak Spanish, don't be tricked by this trick that they're trying to trick you with. Okay? Now, I can't believe Jorge Masvidal is doing this. I was unaware. At this very moment, I'm sitting here shocked to hear that. Don Jr. told it now. You see, Donald Trump probably would have never said that. Don Jr. told it. Something going on here. It's something going on. I don't like it. Jorge Masvidal, George Masvidal, you got to stop it, man. Don't let them use you that way, brother. Jorge Masvidal, you're a representative of everything opposite of what they stand for. They don't like you, man. They don't like you. Did you hear what Kobe Covington said to you about you on live TV? After talking about Donald Trump, after getting a phone call from Donald Trump, man, don't let them use you, brother. Don't let them use you. Don't be a piece on the board. You know they play games over there. They use you, and when you do something wrong or you no longer any use to them, they turn on you. Don Jr. is talking about on our side. What side? Are we at war? If we at war, let us know, even though we already know the answer to it. Yeah, we at war with y'all. Maybe the Proud Boys. Donald Trump did say stand by. We got to get to the bottom of this, man. Somebody better text or DM Jorge Masvidal and see what's going on. See, these people all work together. They all work together for whatever benefit they are working for. But there's a benefit in it. Don't you believe? It's not. Jorge Masvidal, you need to come to the front of the congregation. Hold your hands up, and we're going to put the blessed oil on your head. We're going to pray for you, George Masvidal. You're getting tricked, man. They're tricking you, brother. Can you hear the words that are coming out of my mouth? They're tricking you, man. I thought you were smarter than that. You come from Miami. I know you know game. You see game coming a mile away. What's going on? How are you letting these people trick you? This is terrible, man. Dang. George Masvidal. We're going to have to find out what's really going on. We're going to have to find. Now, I also know I can't take any of the Trump's word as Bible, as law. So I'm going to have to do some investigating on Jorge Masvidal. We're going to have to find out if indeed this is true. If indeed this is true, I'm asking you, Brother Masvidal, don't let them trick you. Okay? Don't let them trick you. Because they're going to have you mad in the end. You're going to want to beat Donnie and Donnie Jr. up. You know you got a temper. I'm getting ready to do some research on this. Because I can't believe George Masvidal is working and touring with the Trumps. After all they allowed Colby Covington to say to and about you. You don't like him, he don't like you. Guess what? One thing I do know. You're not white. You're not rich compared to Donald Trump and his family, so you better be careful, buddy. I hear parading around talking about you supporting the Spanish people and Mexican and trying to get them to vote for this man. Let them vote for whoever the hell they want to vote for. Tell them to vote for somebody good. Do you have any Spanish candidates? Tell them vote for them. Because I'm not telling them to vote for Biden either. He just as bad. He a phony. He a crook. He a liar. From the looks of it, he always hugging little girls. He might like little girls. We don't know. That's allegedly. I'm not accusing him of liking little girls. I'm just saying it's strange and odd to see this old man hugging and embracing little kids, little girls, not little boys, little girls. We got to get to the bottom of this now. George Masvidal, don't let them use you, my brother. This has been an episode of Ear Gas. We got more content coming, man. I just can't believe it. I'm sitting here in disbelief over this George Masvidal. For those of you who don't know who George Masvidal is, George Masvidal is the BMF champion of the UFC. He recently fought Nate Diaz and, knocked out Ben Askren in a few seconds. Had him stiff. Great fighter. But right now, I'm a little upset with Mr. Jorge Masvidal for letting them trick him into the trick that is them. You're doing exactly what they want you to do, Jorge, and I have more faith in you. But then again, you're a man. I should not have faith in you. I thought you stood for something. Being from the bottom, being from Miami, being from the city, being from the state. But obviously you don't. If it's true, alleged. Everything is alleged. I got to go do my research. I got to go do my homework. So I'm not going to talk too bad about Brother George Masvidal right now. But I'm going to find some things out. Oh yeah, I'm a good researcher. I'm a good studier. I like to study. I like to find out information. I like to know who's who. Now, George, are you on their side or are you on the side of right? Me and my cousin K Slim made a song. You either gonna go left or you gonna go right. Which one you gonna go? Which one you gonna choose? Tell me now. This has been an episode of Ear Gas. I'm your host, Jamori Kanar. Hey, man, I love you. Peace, happiness, nappiness, and hat grease. And we're going to get back to you. Hey, Cam Newton, man, feel better. Donald Trump, feel better. Don Jr., keep telling the truth. Let us know what's going on. Jorge Masvidal, get yourself together, son. We out. Ear gas.